Chapter 61. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, the shameless old hag, Wang Jing. The fourth princess fumed, pushing all the writing materials on the table to the ground. Mr. Chu entered and picked up one of the ink slabs, now broken in two. This was a valuable ink slab in Yunzhou ink. Your Highness, instead of tossing it aside, why not give it to me? Though still enraged, Princess Yentong tried to rein in her emotions in front of Mr. Chu, to avoid losing her composure. If you want it, there are still several in the storeroom. Feel free to take them, no need to be polite with me. Mr. Chu smiled and changed the subject. Your Highness seems quite upset. Has something happened in court? I heard you mention Prime Minister Wang. The fourth princess gritted her teeth, she's going against me. There's a significant vacancy in the Ministry of Personnel, and Yentong wants to place her people there. However, Prime Minister Wang intervened and recommended candidates aligned with the seventh princess, tipping the balance of power slightly against Yentong, leaving her infuriated. The Wang family is related to the seventh princess, and their eldest son is set to marry her soon. If the seventh princess ascends the throne, the future heir will have the blood of the Wang family. How could Prime Minister Wang not fully support the seventh princess? It's a tricky situation indeed. Yentong's eyes darkened. Behind the empress, the Zhao family's influence, originally cultivated by the second princess, was already formidable. Coupled with the Wang family, Yentong's rival, Yunchu, was even more formidable. We can't let the Wang family and Yunchu join forces, Yentong said. That's not easy, Mr. Chu remarked. The alliance between the Wang family and seventh princess is strong, and breaking it would be nearly impossible. If only it had been earlier, Your Highness could have sought marriage with the Wang family's son. Unfortunately, the seventh princess acted first, and the Wang family has already pledged allegiance to her. The fourth princess smirked cunningly. The bond between a son and his family isn't as unbreakable as you think, Mr. Chu. Oh? Mr. Chu looked at Yentong. Do you have a plan, Your Highness? Yentong picked up the broken ink slab and began grinding the ink again. Do you remember the subordinate we flipped, one of Yunchu's clerks? The eldest daughter of Lord Suiyan? Yentong dipped a fine wolf hair brush into the ink and wrote two bold characters on the unfolded parchment. Gao Lu. The eldest daughter of Lord Suiyan, Gao Lu. One of Yunchu's former drinking buddies. After the fall of the second princess, the emperor supported his own daughter. Yunchu's former friends were also delighted and landed decent positions. The fourth princess set down the brush and stared at Mr. Chu. Gao Lu is nothing more than a shameless seductress. A few beauties made her switch sides. I recall, the fiancé of the seventh princess, the legitimate son of the Wang family, is as captivating as they come. Mr. Chu's heart skipped a beat as he caught Yentong's implication. Who would have thought that this seemingly gentle fourth princess was actually so cunning and ruthless? Serving such a person was an irreversible path. Besides pushing Yentong onto the throne, he had no other choice. What does Your Highness plan to do? Mr. Chu asked. It's quite simple, Yentong replied. She was about to marry Wang Nisheng, and this was the only happy event in Yunchu's recent life. She felt fortunate that Wang Nisheng came from a powerful background, which her father, the current emperor, saw as a potential ally. Otherwise, her father and the empress would have forced her to annul the marriage and wed someone from a prestigious family. Yunchu couldn't wait to hold Wang Nisheng in her arms. In Yunchu's heart, Wang Nisheng was the only source of joy. As they were preparing to wed, according to custom, Yunchu couldn't see Wang Nisheng during this period. Although enduring the torment of longing was difficult, for Wang Nisheng's sake, Yunchu accepted it willingly. She wouldn't selfishly try to secretly meet Wang Nisheng to alleviate their longing. Yunchu attached great importance to this wedding. The more Yunchu thought, the more restless she felt, as if she had grown fur in her heart, disturbing her peace. She decided to set aside her tasks and changed into the attire of an ordinary noblewoman, saying to the servant beside her, "Come, let's go for a stroll." The treasure pavilion in the capital was the largest and most popular jewelry store among men. The phoenix coronet and embroidered robe that Wang Nisheng would wear for her wedding were handled by the Ministry of Rites, leaving no room for Yunchu's involvement. However, Yunchu still wanted to give Wang Nisheng something on their wedding night, as a symbol of her commitment. She vowed that if she became empress, she would grant him the highest position for a lifetime. Yunchu went to the treasure pavilion to choose a jade pendant. The pavilion offered services for engraving and direct selection of jade materials, with master craftsmen from the pavilion available for carving. Yunchu wanted a round jade pendant, split into two halves, one to give to Wang Nisheng and the other to keep for herself, symbolizing their unity. It was truly a genius idea. Yunchu immersed herself in selecting the jade pendant for 2 whole hours until she felt hungry. After handing over the chosen jade material to be carved, Yunchu left the treasure pavilion with great joy and said to the servant, "Come, let's go eat." Feeling happy and enjoying everything around her, Yunchu strolled along the streets of the capital, surrounded by various vendors' calls, immersed in the bustling prosperity of the era. This is the capital city, beneath the empress's feet, home to the wealthiest citizens of Dian. Their faces show no worries, only relaxation and hope for life. Unknowingly, Yunchu arrived at the Drunken Immortal Pavilion. The Drunken Immortal Pavilion was the largest tavern in the capital. The first floor served as the main hall, while the second floor housed private rooms. To enhance its elegance, the entire building was constructed luxuriously and tall, towering over adjacent buildings by an entire story. The ornate eaves and flying corners could be seen even from a distance. It was a landmark building. The summer breeze was gentle. Suddenly, a wooden window of the Drunken Immortal Pavilion was pushed open, and as someone fell out, their clothes fluttered in the breeze like a butterfly. Thud, Wang Nisheng fell onto the blue stone bricks below, their bodies' crimson blood mingling with the clothes. They were only 10 meters away from each other. But they didn't know. Wang Nisheng didn't know that Yunchu was so close to him before his death. Yunchu widened her eyes in shock. Someone had jumped from the building, and countless people rushed over. The tavern's owner and waiters also hurried out, desperately trying to keep pedestrians away. Suddenly, someone shouted loudly, "Isn't that the Wang family's son? Oh my god, it really is the Wang family's son, the one who is going to marry the 7th princess in a few days." Yunchu was jolted awake as if struck by lightning. She desperately ran towards the person lying on the ground, but she was pushed and shoved, and the short distance of 10 meters felt like an insurmountable chasm. Yunchu finally reached Wang Nisheng's side, and with a thud, she knelt down, too afraid to touch Nisheng's face lying in the pool of blood. This person was her Nisheng, this couldn't be happening. "Nisheng, Nisheng, clear the way immediately, official business." Officers from the patrol division arrived and used their swords to disperse the crowd, revealing the 7th princess kneeling on the ground, holding the Wang family's son's face, her hands covered in crimson blood. Everyone couldn't help but gasp, this was serious. "Search upstairs to see what happened," ordered the lead officer. Several officers pushed through the crowd and ran upstairs into the Drunken Immortal Pavilion. Physicians and coroners came to remove Wang Nisheng's body, but Yunchu stopped them. The onlookers hesitated and looked at Yunchu with fear. Wang Nisheng was a lively young man who liked to dress brightly, and his striking beauty was accentuated by his vivid red attire. Every time Wang Nisheng appeared, he was the most vibrant color in Yunchu's eyes. But today, the red on Wang Nisheng's body pierced Yunchu's eyes. She felt as if her eyes were bleeding. How else could they be filled with so much red? Yunchu reached out to embrace Wang Nisheng, staggered to her feet, and said to the coroners, "Where are you taking Nisheng?" Long before Wang Nisheng jumped, Gao Lu had timidly slipped away from the back door of the Drunken Immortal Pavilion. She hadn't intended to cause anyone harm, but who could have predicted that such a delicate young man would act so boldly? He opened the window and jumped straight down. Gao Lu, now like a frightened mouse, scurried back home in a panic. Upon receiving the news, the 4th princess was also shocked, but she quickly smiled and said, "This is even better. With someone dead, even the strongest alliances can crumble, and who knows, it might even cause the Wang family to turn against the 7th princess." "Guards," the 4th princess called out. She needed to quickly cover her tracks and leave behind some surprising clues to justify the gruesome death of the Wang family's son.